Now, if you're homeless or housing insecure, finding shelter is critical, especially with Wisconsin winter temperatures dipping down below freezing. If you're a minor, you may not have a lot of options. House of Hope in Green Bay is just one of two places in Wisconsin that's licensed to house youth aged 17 and under. And they recently updated their facilities based on an idea from a young person staying at the shelter. Carrie Wilson is Director of Programming for House of Hope Green Bay. Carrie, welcome to Central Time.
Hi.
And Shannon Wienant is Executive Director of House of Hope. Shannon, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Shannon, let's start with you. What is the main mission there at House of Hope?
Well, House of Hope's mission is to provide a safe and supportive place where young parents and children experiencing homelessness will become confident, independent, and successful members of our community. And we have a vision that every youth knows what it feels like to have a home.
And Carrie, can you tell us about the number of at-risk and or homeless youth in the Green Bay area?
So youth homelessness looks different because it's more covert. A lot of couch hopping and staying with friends. So it's hard to quantify an exact number because a lot of it's hidden and a lot of the youth in the area are unaware of resources. So that's really what we want with our drop-in center, is to get this information out there so that youth in our area can have help navigating the resources. Currently, 1 in 5 youth experiencing homelessness are also experiencing human trafficking. 1 in 6 youth experiencing homelessness are physically assaulted.
And Shannon, before we talk more about the drop-in center, can you talk about the sort of services and outreach that youth in the Green Bay area can get with House of Hope?
Absolutely. So we provide a number of different resources. The drop-in itself is a comfortable space for youth where they can receive programming aimed at their development. There's meeting for space for youth to meet with other service providers. They can do their laundry while they're there, take a shower. They have access to storage and basic needs like eating, napping, accessing health care, mental health care, and receiving referral services to other services in the community that they may need that House of Hope does not provide. And while they're here, they'll have access to things like broadband internet, computers, electronics, video games, things to make them feel like a normal teenager. And we designed the drop-in center based on, a youth's advice, one of the youth that we were serving. And so she and a group of other young people really helped us design the space and told us what we needed to help them feel like a regular teenager in our space.
And Carrie, as Shannon mentioned, the drop-in center idea came from somebody who'd used the other services there. How important is it for you, being a program provider there, to talk to the kids themselves, the teens themselves, about what they need, what they're missing in their lives?
So at House of Hope, we really focus on being person-centered and providing trauma-informed care. And what that means is that everything we do at House of Hope is through the feedback of our clients that we're serving. So if a program isn't working, or in this case, if we're developing something, we want the voices of the people we're serving to be at the forefront of our programming so that it reflects their needs and not our interpretation of it.
Shannon, how much community awareness is there of homelessness, especially youth homelessness in the Green Bay area? I know when I talk to people who work with homeless people in other communities, sometimes there's a thought in communities that this is a big city problem. This is a Milwaukee or maybe Madison problem. Is there awareness in the Green Bay community?
I think there is a level of awareness in the Green Bay community, especially with people who, are in the schools. I know the teachers are well aware that there are issues. People that are working in youth programming, like, after school programs. But if people aren't connected to those programs or don't work in that field, they may not be aware of it. Like Carrie said, youth homelessness is such a hidden issue because they're couch hopping, they're moving from place to place, and they're staying wherever they can when they can find a place to stay. And youth, especially teens, are not usually comfortable asking for help, and it can be an embarrassing experience for them. So we don't always see it, and the community at large probably doesn't understand how big of an issue it is.
And Carrie, the drop-in center, a big news for you there. Now I know, I believe it just opened last week. What is the, how's it going so far?
It's going wonderful. We've had a couple people come in and stop in and receive services. It's really a point for navigation for our youth. So they're coming in, and like Shannon had shared, they can access food, showers, laundry. And we have case management on staff that are specialized in providing youth services. We also partner with Raise the Foundation and Homebase so that our youth have choice of provider. It's not just us saying you have one or done. They have the ability to make those decisions for themselves, and we really want to empower them in doing that.
And Shannon, if somebody's listening thinking, hey, we don't have, you know, youth-specific services for kids who are at risk of homelessness in our community, we don't have a drop-in center like that, what would you say to them if they want to get the ball rolling to create something like that?
Well, House of Hope Green Bay would be a good place to reach out to. You can call us or email us, and we would be more than happy to share all the information that we have and, you know, meet with them to help them develop something like this in their community. Our goal really is to share resources and help, you know, lift up other organizations doing wonderful things with youth so that the people that we're serving are able to access what they need.
Carrie and Shannon, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Carrie Wilson is Director of Programming for House of Hope Green Bay. Shannon Wienant is Executive Director there at House of Hope. We talked to them today about providing shelter and resources for at-risk and homeless youth in the Green Bay area, including that new drop-in center just opened last week.